And we posted an agenda out there. So I will just call the meeting to order. Welcome everybody and do a roll call. I'll take my little yellow book and we'll just call the meeting to order and then do the roll call. And then I'll explain a sign-in. We would really like everybody to sign in that comes to those meetings. And Presley's worked on that form. I'll go through this PowerPoint, and then we'll just break into question and answers and maps. We'll just have to kind of learn as we go on the first few, because we're going to have a lot of maps. And we'll have a key on the front like that that we can help find. And hopefully maybe we can get a key that has the roads underneath. But then I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn. It'll be just like a planning meeting. We've got an agenda. You guys are going to be a quorum. And so in your books that we just gave you, let's open it up to these first few pages of the index. Your new book. These are the zoning regulations. We needed to rename them. We weren't real happy with guidance code. That really doesn't tell you guidance code of what. Thanks, Presley. So we're going to rename them the zoning regulations. And that's what this book is that we're going to present to the public and then to the county commission for approval. And off of this is what we developed the maps on. You can see those of you that looked at this in the past, we've done a different number, so we can add any up to a point of a lot. Any kind of section that we would need to add in there, we could add it in any place, so it wouldn't get flopped onto the bottom and be a new. We can squeeze in, probably hundreds inside this by just adding the numbers. You know, it could be 008. 0.011 instead of 10.
That keeps from having to.
Okay, so he's already added one.
That
way it fits where
having
it needs
to redo the whole book.
Yes.
Just to add a.
Well, you can add, but it always ends up just being like a new article or.
Right.
It's just being order. Right. So we've changed all the order. We've got just our general information, our districts, and then we go right into the zoning districts. A1 through the PUDs, your PUDs. And then after it gets into the conditional use and all your different uses. So just familiarize yourself with just the order and where things are. And then we had the handout that had, I think somebody showed it to me. Was that you, Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is just a brief explanation of each zoning. Yeah, this one. I just keep that with me all the time. And when we're looking at the maps, I'm continually going to it.
So this one?
No.
No, it's this one.
So that's just a brief. You don't have to go through the book and look at the front of each article. You can just see what R3 is. Because R3 in Branson is different than RR3. Stone County has an R4, which is a rural something something. So they're all different. I haven't. We can fix that. Oh, I see that. Yeah, and Travis's index that he developed here is, I couldn't even work in it. And Presley tried to work in it today, so we may have to change some of the page numbers. But the index is not, we're not changing any language. We're just cleaning up page numbers and stuff. So let's move to Article 023 in your book. Unless anybody has any questions. Before we do that, let's go to Article 12, actually.
Are we going to keep these tonight?
Yes, keep these. These have your new road standards. They have our statutes, and they have the subdivision regulations. When the new code is adopted, we'll just give you these pages, throw out the draft ones, and we'll put in the new code, and you guys just keep those books. We won't give you a new book. Those are your books. Except for Miss Wyatt, we will give her a new book. Well, ours is missing the items in it. We had three printers going at the same time. Yeah. I fell off.
Scott, I do have a question.
Okay.
When we come here to a meeting, till we kind of get used to this and somebody brings a project to us, will you have a layout like that one screen we showed that had it, that it's...
All this?
Yeah, that one graph pager, a certain project, if it fits that certain area, mm-hmm. then it qualifies for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to be thumbing through a book trying to find that.
Oh, I won't bring one to you if it's not a C or P on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The C application is going to be different because it's going to be a conditional use application. The P is going to be a rezoning if they want to rezone it.
Okay.
So if it doesn't match this, I'm going to tell them they can't apply.
All right.
But you can double check that.
Well, that answered my question. That way, it makes it pretty clear to us.
So before I go to 12, under this use regulation, which is 7, Article 7, there is the master. Those are all the uses, all charted up in these pages that are split up in behind this. So,
okay.
If you have, say, the green wholesale greenhouse, Peninsula broken into residential, civic and industrial, commercial. So on commercial, you have greenhouse, retail, wholesale. So you can go down to it right here, and you can see how it fits in each use. So you can just, if you have a C1 property, you can come to me and get a permit for a wholesale greenhouse and not have to come see you guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. So that's why you need to look over these C's and P's. And the best way I found to do it, instead of going across, think in my mind A1, which is pretty easy, and then just go down through the uses. Go down the page. Because then by the time you get up to R2, if you jump to R3, you'd just be changing your use each time you moved. It's better to go up and down that page and look at those uses. That's how I found after looking at this for hours. So off of this chart, is anybody on Article 12? If not, we'll just go to Article 1, or 10, R1, which is about page 72. So again, it's a statement of intent. Use regulations. This is the chart, the big chart. This is just what's under R1. It breaks it down to this area. So when you go to R1 and look, you can look down and see, and we've matched those up. There's a little bit of verbiage on the backside of some of these to allow you to go back to see what it means by accessory apartment, etc. So then the next section is the density in your dimensions. Some we have height requirement restrictions. So section 10.020, an individual single family dwelling that has sewer. Your minimum lot size is 8,000 square feet. The highest structure you can build is 35 feet, and then you have all your setbacks. We don't have septics in that because R1 are lots that are less, 2 acres or less. So each zoning district, next page is R3. It has a different set on page 76, different set of use regulations. And then if you look at your density and dimensional standards, there's a whole lot more of them. Because you have single family, duplexes, and multifamily that can be used under R3. So I've read through. Best thing to do is just, when you have time, just kind of look through it and get a feel. Each zoning district is set up in this manner. Then statement of intent, your use, except for the planned unit development. And that's its own critter. We don't have one in the county. I know the city of Branson has one out by, well, you probably have more than one. But they can have their own rules and regulations, the lot size difference, but they have to abide by those absolutely. They can't change their plan. So a big development that they wanted to do 6,000 square foot lots, you'd have to look at that whole, see if it'd work, and then it would be zoned as a planned unit development. And they usually have stores and housing and recreation all just on their own little parcel. Their own city. Their own little city. Questions? I know we're laying a lot on you tonight, but so Article 23. Mine's on page 133. Is everybody there?
Yep.
This is our conditional use. So this has changed a lot. We still have our initial conditional use, statement of intent, what conditional use permits are. They go away if they're sold. Then we have a different set of recommendation standards criteria. This A, B, C, D, E is basically the other A, B, C, D, E, F that we had. But we want to go through these and just look at them tonight and talk about them. So A is the Planning Commission shall have the authority to allow any conditional use permitted within a particular zoning district, if it has the C for that use. B, when presenting the Planning Commission at public hearing, an application for conditional use should be accompanied by a report set forth by the Planning and Zoning Administrator's proposed findings and any other requirements of regulations, as well as uses on the property surrounding that of the applicant and recommendations, if any, for additional conditions to be imposed by the Planning Commission. So the new part of this is recommendations that would come from the Planning Administrator. As to needs to have a bigger septic tank because it's got a 500-gallon metal septic tank. It's not failing, so legally the wastewater can't make him replace it till it starts failing, but you have the ability to say that septic tank does not meet the use you want. So I would recommend that if you did approve it, that we upgrade the septic tank to meet the state requirements. That's just one example of what could come out of that. It might be driveway entrances, buffering, etc. So see, if the Planning and Zoning Administrator propose finding that the application fails to comply with the requirements of the regulations, requirement or ints in question shall be identified in supporting reasons stated for proposed finding or conclusions. Again, the septic tank, I would say that the state regulations for X amount of flow would be 1,500 gallons, and they have a 500 gallon. That it's going to be laid out that. D, the Planning Commission may deny said application or may direct the Planning Administrator to issue a conditional use permit which will set forth the conditions and restrictions imposed upon such permit by Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning Commission may grant or deny a conditional use permit upon the findings that the proposed use meets or fails to meet all requirements set forth in the section allowing such conditional use imposed conditions which you would impose the conditions like you have in the past.